Hi ho, my fellow junkies. This is South Musiatic here, and welcome to the Musiatic 27 podcast, where it's all music lovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album, Vultures, Volume 1. This is the long-awaited collaborative project that we've gotten from Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign, having to be their newest release after their respective albums that they released, Donda for Kanye, and the little collab project that Ty Dolla $ign did with Division, which was a good project as well too. But now going on to this new album here, Vultures is initially just a collaborative project that was supposed to drop in December of 2023, but got pushed back due to sample clearancing sometime in January, then got pushed back again in January, then got pushed back now to the official release date in February, having to pull in three volumes for it, one in February, one in March, and one in April, to say the least, too. So it was kind of exciting to see what he was going to go on to for it, and seeing all of the chaotic stuff that Kanye has kind of put himself into for the past 2 years after his 2022 meltdown, having to say some choice words, we'll say, to kind of keep myself clean and not controversial about it. But other than that, having to have a lot of chaotic shit going on to for it, having to go pushing out this hype for this album, seemed to be interesting to say the least to it. Originally 18, then going on to 16 tracks, as well as having a lot of mixed reviews from a bunch of people and having some on and off releases, taking it off of streaming platforms, going on to streaming platforms, making little changes here and there too, having a little bit of a Life of Pablo-esque post-production additions to do for this album as well, having to take out one good song that was on that album, which is the song Good Don't Die, because of the illegal sample use of a Donna Summer song, which was pretty sad to say because it was such a good fit for that song too. Really nice message to kind of say, like, oh, you gotta keep pushing, don't die, you gotta be good and all that stuff too, and a nice contrast with Donna Summer's vocals on it as well too, as well as having a little bit of a big post from the Needle Drop himself, calling the album unreviewable. One, having to kind of pull out, just saying, oh, all the stuff that he's kind of been doing. So I wanted to just give out my opinion and my actual rating for this project as well too, having to pull out with the opening track Stars, kind of pulling in a nice glossy glory type of song to say, oh, about their success and going to talk about everything that they're going through for the past 2 years, say the least too. Key to Life, talking about unhealthy relationships and how that kind of affected both Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign, and having some interesting trickling warped beats to kind of pull on to attract us and keep on giving us more ideas and say, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad for all toxic relationships, to say the least too, as well as getting a nice India Love outro, which was a surprise collab to kind of pull on to for it. Not only that, we get a bunch of great features on this project as well too, from Playboi Carti, Travis Scott, Rich the Kid, Nipsey Hussle, YG, Freddie Gibbs, so on and so forth. It's a wide range of artists to kind of go on to for it, as well as having JPEG Mafia to kind of be more collaborative on the production choices on some of the songs on this album. With songs such as like Paid and Do It, having to be more talking about getting everything done, getting paid, I gotta do it, gotta do it my own. Similar to the song like Paperwork as well too, just about getting your money right and getting a lot of funds to get yourself straight and all this stuff too. Really cool stuff. I like the eclectic productions that go on in their respective songs. Paid having a very punchy beat and having a nice Jodeci sample for it really kind of balanced it out really well. Kind of be cool with it, to say the least too. And Do It with YG and Nipsey Hussle, having Nipsey as the intro to bring us into a strong synthy stringy beat, kind of saying like, oh, let this girl pop it out, let's just pop it out, let's we do it, and get a good YG verse as well too, kind of pulling on to trade lines with Ty and Ye, to say the least too. Cool stuff, really fun, energetic as well. Then the song Paperwork with Quavo, having a very loud, eerie, guitar-esque synth chord to kind of pull into throughout the whole song, or at least halfway through the song for the chorus. Doing a bow down, 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 bow down, 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 down. Crazy shit, say the least too. Having Quavo to kind of go off with his verse, really cool stuff. Having some melodic vocals from Ye, like, let me get my paper right. All that stuff too. It's really cool. Then we get some big hitting songs, to say the least too, with songs like Back to Me with Freddie Gibbs and Quavo, a little bit on the ad lib for him, as well as having a interesting Jay and Silent Bob sample for the song, and having a kind of memorable second verse from Kanye as well, too, saying, "The sky, you know, sky, you know, and beautiful big titty butt naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know." And we get a great verse from Freddie Gibbs as well, too, where he is just rapping his ass off, to say the least, too. Great shit. I love it. Great collaborative as well, too. Catchy hook for it. Really great stuff. Other ones such as Fuck Some, having a nice Memphis hook to bring us into the song and kind of bringing us saying, oh, I want to fuck something. I want to fuck a bitch right now. We get a good Playboi Carti verse as well as a good Travis Scott verse with what's very infectious and melodic. Really infectious, to say the least, too, to sum it up. Having this also warped vocal approach from Kanye kind of reminds you like Four Bats a little bit, too. Really cool stuff. Really punchy as well, too. Same thing with the song Carnival, having a nice crowd chanting hook to say, oh, head so good, she's on a roll, ride my day like a carnival. I mean, a surprisingly good verse from Rich the Kid as well, too. And Playboi Carti does his thing, does a nice job with it as well, too. Really honored is kind of contribute to it as well, too. Other ones I wish he would have made changes on would have been the title track of Vultures, instead of having the original version with the original beat kind of be more glossy and shiny, which is pretty much talking about their problems and kind of facing out the comments that Kanye made in 2022, as well as having Bump J and Lil Durk on this song. Seems to bounce out really well to it, but I wish they would have switched it with the Havoc version of the title track of Vultures, because the beat kind of complements it really well and fits more aesthetically for all four of the artists that are on it, as well as having a nice little Memphis outro. Seems to be working really well with it. Other than that, that would be the only change that I would have made for it, as well as other songs that are kind of a little bit unfortunate, to say the least, with songs like Beg Forgiveness with Chris Brown having to be the longest song on this album, running 6 minutes and some change, so on and so forth. It's just the first like 2.5 minutes of Chris Brown with a warped vocal effects on him kind of saying, oh, beg forgiveness. I get the message and the idea that it was kind of going on to you for this song, but I just wish it was kind of just shortened out a little bit with the idea for it. Other than that, the other song would be Hood Rat, having to have a promising idea, but just a very buried vocal approach. You can barely hear Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign with just a repetitive Hood Rat, Hood Rat, Hood Rat, Hood Rat, Hood Rat. Kind of distorted beat to kind of muffle out a little bit. Felt a little distracting a little. Other than those two songs, having more interesting ideas and more old school approaches with songs like Problematic with a chopped up soul sample a little bit, like that old Kanye, similar to the song Burn, having that one be more Late Registration feel for that one. Really great shit, I like that. Similar to Problematic, somewhere in that little chopped soul era Kanye a little bit. Really cool, talking about their influence in the industry and having to show off more of a PowerPoint, say the least, too. Like, oh, this is what I did, this is what I did, so on and so forth. Similar to the song Burn with a nice soulful sample, having to go more like, oh, having everything getting more entertained by my pain, to say the least, too. And same thing with the closing track, King, having to kind of talk about the negative press that Kanye has been getting from the past 2 years about his, you know, comments, to say the least, too. Having to pull out to say, oh, they say the press is my kryptonite, but I'm a pushover. I'm still a king, to say the least, too. The overall conception for this project here was a very interesting and very hyped up project, to say the least, too, for Kanye West and Ty Dolla Sign. Having some great features on this one, having some nice production, and kind of demonstrate the ideas and mindset that Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign can collaborate onto with it. I would probably say a pretty solid body of work so far, so I'm intrigued to see what both volume 2 and 3 will be, if it's gonna be this similar trajectory for him to kind of go on to for it, or are they gonna be completely different, to say the least, too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm giving this an 8.5 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, without the two songs that I mentioned, Hood Rat and Beg Forgiveness, it would have been more of a solid project, to say the least, too. As well as switching the Havoc's version of the title track Vultures on it, it would have been more of a solid project to kind of pull out for it. Other than that, it's really cool. I like the ideas for it and really looking forward to see what the other two installments will be. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I would. If you want to see Kanye kind of elevate more of an eclectic range of sounds from hip-hop to somewhat alternative R&B and more eclectic mixes, I definitely recommend you it. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment of this project. Thank you, Q and Cranmo Junkies.